This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Scott!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Yes, sir.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo, I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait. Let's just
This is the Bart and Han Show on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 1 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. Alan Han, Bart Scott, the number 800-919-3776. To be part of the conversation, you can also join us on social media at Bart and Han on Twitter, Instagram, IG Live, 12:30.
We'll do it live!
And we did a little bit of Han Solo on IG Live because Bart's out in the car doing stuff.
I just want to go back to the open. Han Solo, I've been waiting for this day ever since yesterday, man. I miss my boy. What up? And you got to freshly shaved face. You must got a date.
Cleaned it up. I cleaned it up. The hair is getting ridiculous. I might need like a Scully. I
think
I'm at that point now. I tried a band. I tried one of those hair bands. Sasha Vujicic. No,
that's what I'm saying. We're going to call Sasha. Or you know what? Mark Sanchez pulled the Sasha Vujicic. I'll hit Merck up, tell him to send one of his because I think he's more clean shaven because he's on TV. You're on radio a little bit. You do TV with MSG, but now you got a little longer rope. You know what I'm saying? Mark got to be all cleaned up. Because he got those curly locks like the dude off Charles in Charge.
It's getting curly. It's down here in the back.
Who's his friend from
Scott
Charles
Baio.
In Charge?
Scott Baio?
No, but his friend. Remember, his friend had the curly hair. That's how Mark's go.
Yeah, whoever that kid is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that guy.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Speaking of that guy, we got to get into this, man. Like, there's two ways I want to go here because. I don't even know if I want to go Jets and Giants right now or go right after Dak Prescott.
Let's go right after Dak.
Dak Prescott. I think we're going to fight on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys did not reach an agreement for a long-term deal, so he's on the tag for 31-4, which is not so bad. $31 million.
It's a hard cap, too.
The reports are that he turned down an offer that included $100 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, what are we doing here? And I'm look, this is what I don't understand. I feel like him betting on himself is going to be a disaster. This is going to be a big mistake. Because if he doesn't absolutely ball out, if he doesn't have like a great season, not a good one, a great season. If you're the Cowboys, you have more options. You have other options. And one option is one that you brought up. And that is Cam Newton. What would be better for business than a guy like Cam Newton in Dallas?
Could rub him the wrong
way,
though.
What would be better for your business if you went to Dallas and went to that gigantic, like that's a big, the richest franchise in North America. They have the largest fan base. They're everywhere. America's team. Superman on America's team, Bart. Like, it makes sense if he has a comeback year. You know the Patriots love Jarrett Stidham. It's all you hear about up there. They love Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah.
If he just shows himself that he can play, he wants to go there now?
No.
When can we reach the point? Like, I understand it's always next man up gets the most money.
Yep.
Let me tell you something, Dak. Patrick Mahomes deserved what he got because he's got stuff on the trophy case. He's already good for business.
Mm-hmm.
As much as he's a good player, is he a great player that should be among the top five paid players in the game? He's not even a top five quarterback in the game.
Okay. Well, last year he had the number one offense in the league. Last year he proved that he was a good football player, right? He did his thing, right? He has two playoff victories on his resume. Uh-huh. He was a guy that came in and basically made less than $1 million his first couple of years in the league because he was a fourth round draft pick. They owe him money. They've been getting more bang for their buck. So now
He's getting $30 million.
And he turned down $31 million. You know who else didn't turn down $30 million a year? Kirk Cousins. How great is he? Would you take Dak Prescott or would you take
who
Kirk
said
Cousins?
That was a smart contract? Nobody said that was a smart contract.
Are you
really getting bang for your buck for that? If you're in Minnesota, does that contract make any sense? Does it really work for
you?
Well, the way they structured it, it did, but still.
Okay. Well, you know who's the fourth highest quarterback in the league? Jared Goff. Is Dak Prescott better than Jared Goff?
Fourth highest paid?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, it's
don't
Jared
give
Goff.
Me, don't give me the – no. See, we're doing this wrong, and that's where this business needs a reset. It needs an absolute reset.
Ryan
the idea
Tannehill.
That I just am going by market value, that is failure. You can't do that. You pay a player for how good he is in the league. This is not a market – well, I'm the next one up, so I'm going to get the most money.
But what is the number?
You can't run a business that way. It makes
no
sense.
He didn't turn down Russell Wilson money. He didn't turn down Patrick Mahomes type money. He turned down Kirk Cousins money. He turned down Jared Goff's money. He said, hey, I think I'm more than $3 million better than Ryan Tannehill. He's saying, hey, I'm better than those guys. You are not going to pay me what those guys make. And they got paid that offseason and before me.
Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, Tannehill.
$35 million.
And Goff, right? That's the guys that are your top five highest paid.
But and Wentz. He'll only be making one more $1 million
than
Wentz.
Wentz.
Yeah. So Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers makes 33.5. Jared Goff, Ben Roethlisberger, who's at this point, we don't even know what the hell he is with the Tommy John surgery. So if I'm Dak Prescott, I'm saying
I've
been
giving you something? Can I point
out
something?
They got the Super Bowls.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, two of them got Super Bowls. Some. Kirk Cousins ain't got nothing. Wentz
Kirk Cousins can't be in this conversation. It's not
Wentz
my fault that some team did something
Wentz
stupid.
Wentz don't count either.
I gotta pay because I've got to pay because Minnesota did something stupid. I've got to pay for that? I'm not paying for that. I don't like that.
Listen. Let me tell you something. We in the radio biz, and if somebody that I felt was not as good as me and you, we deserve more cheese on our taco than them, right?
100%.
So that's how it's going. I'm looking at these guys and saying, listen, and then you know the difference between Carson Wentz, Jared Goff? They got money coming in. They came in making $8, $10, $12, $13, $20 million.
Again,
Dak Prescott didn't make
any of
that.
How is that my fault?
You
be better. Be better coming out of college.
He wants the rebate.
I mean, come on. There's a reason why I take you in the fourth round. There's a reason why. I didn't wait. The whole league didn't decide we're going to wait on Dak Prescott to the fourth round because we don't want to pay him.
But
that's where you were. That's a you problem.
Right.
How has that become my problem? Bart, how do I have to now make up that difference? I have to pay you for what you didn't earn in your rookie deal because you weren't good enough coming out of college?
Because my feelings are hurt. Because guess what?
Really?
What do we... This is what
Here's
we have.
$30 million to wipe your tears, Sonny.
This is what we have. This is what we have in our CBA that makes up for players that outperform their contract. It's called a player performance bonus. And you know why we put that player performance bonus in? Because a lot of first and second round draft picks get all this money. They get the parades. They get to walk on and do the morning shows.
Yes.
They call into your show the day after they got drafted by the Jets. And they say, hey, I'm here. I'm the man. I deserve the money. You should be excited about me. You know what guys like Dak Prescott get? They get crickets. They get nothing. And what happened Dak Prescott's very first year when he was supposed to be a backup? He was supposed to chart the plays. He was supposed to hold the cheese. He was supposed to give Tony Romo a back massage. He gets hurt.
Excuse me?
He gets hurt. Tony Romo gets hurt. And Dak Prescott steps up for the minimum. This guy's running down on kickoff that made more money than Dak Prescott. He was probably the 30th or 40th highest paid player on his team, and he was the starting quarterback for 4 years. And you know what they did? They let Ezekiel Elliott, who came in with money because he was top 10 pick, and paid him early. They made him go to length of his contract. So guess what? My feelings are hurt. I'm upset. I am fuming. So guess what? You're going to have to pay for disrespecting me and paying somebody early.
What?
When I'm just as important. So I'm saying, hey, guess what,
this
Jerry?
Doesn't make
guess
any
what?
Sense.
Guess what, Jerry and Jerry World? My feelings are hurt, and you didn't buy me no yacht. You didn't give me no extra cheese on my taco. You don't even think I'm better than Kirk Cousins. So what are you saying to me? So if you're saying that to me, I'm saying, guess what? If you don't think I'm worth a greater commitment than Jared Goff, then I'm going to make you pay me later. And if you don't want to pay me, I'm going to do the Joe Flacco method. I'm going to bet on myself because I'm looking at this roster, and this roster is one of the top 10 rosters in football. And you gave me a new weapon. But guess what? I'm going to ball with this weapon, but I'm going to prove to you that I'm not good, that I'm great. Right? I'm going to prove to you that I'm not good, I'm great with these weapons, and you're going to have to pay me I'm sorry money. So that's what Dak Prescott is doing.
This is what we're doing. Now we're doing
Sorry.
Hey, Bart, here's my answer to you for saying that I didn't get all this stuff in my rookie deal because I was a fourth-round pick while some first-round pick got it. You know what my answer is to you?
What is it?
Boo freaking who?
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you were.
It's not my fault.
How do I have to give you something that you didn't earn? You didn't earn it.
No, you didn't.
No, you were a fourth-round pick.
I paid you accordingly.
You balled out. Great. I'll pay you now. But I'm not making up for what you didn't make. I'm paying you for what you're worth now, what you're worth to me now.
Oh.
And my running back is a bigger part of my offense.
Is he really?
My running back and my offensive line are the reason why you are who you are. Do not forget that.
Is he really? So let's go to this then.
All right. Can you take out any running back? Can you take out anybody on that offensive line? Who is more expendable? The quarterback is. Easily. Because I just gave you somebody that you could put in his place and be just as good.
But I'm going to give you 15 years. Ezekiel Elliott going to give you 6 before he starts slowing down. Because remember, you had DeMarco Murray. How did that work out? He ran out of steam real fast.
Yes.
So I'm more valuable because I can give you stability for a longer time. So you can go. It's easier for you to keep replacing those guys, right? You can keep replacing those guys. And if I'm Dak Prescott, and let's talk to every athlete out there then. Let's spit hot fire then, Mr. Han. Let's spit hot fire.
I'm running a business. I have to run this business the right way. I cannot give you money that is even close to being a top five quarterback in the league when you are not that. I can't do that.
Oh, and Kirk
Cousins. It's going to cost you your offensive line.
And Carson Wentz is.
Again,
Why are you making me
take the blame? I have to now carry the burden of other owners who did stupid stuff. I don't run my business that way.
Keep that same energy when Aaron Judge is up for cheese on his taco because he is the Dak Prescott of baseball.
What? Aaron Judge is not.
He's making pennies. He's outperforming
in that relation.
And
yes.
You're going to
guess what happens.
You're going to have to pay Aaron Judge.
It's irrelevant. I'm sorry, money. Irrelevant. Here's why it's irrelevant.
I'm sorry.
Because I don't have a salary cap.
You have luxury tax, which is pretty much a salary cap. Remember, they had
to reset
the whole thing so that they can get under, so they don't have to pay 20 cents on a penny or 20 cents on a dime. So, yeah, they do have some type of active salary cap. It's just not a hard cap, but it is understood that you don't want to keep living in that luxury tax world. That's why we saw them let Mookie Betts go. That's why we see the resets happening. So, Dak Prescott is the Aaron Judge of the Dallas Cowboys. They paid him the minimum. You know what you get? You know how you get treated? Dak Prescott was probably driving around in a Hyatt. He's probably riding around in a Hyundai. He was driving around in a damn Hyundai.
Well, that's a shame.
Meanwhile,
that's the system. Don't blame me for the system that your union agreed to.
So what is Dak doing? He's saying, okay, yeah, Cam may be available. Maybe. But now you got to compete with the Patriots. And guess what? They got Jameis Winston down in New Orleans. You know why Jameis took that cheap contract? It's because
he's saying
Drew might retire. So when that is up, you want Jameis Winston, who was in your division, or do you want Cam Newton, who was kicking your ass in your division at 31 years old? So that's option number two for Cam Newton. Guess what? Brady's great, but he's old. He's one Joe Theismann, one Joe Montana hit from going night-night and
everybody
being gone
is.
Too. Right, but no, he's closer to the end because you don't bounce back at 42. So he might take a hit or he might win a Super Bowl with Tampa and say, I proved to Bill that I'm better.
Let me ask you that.
I'm out. So that's another
spot. This is the
spot.
Again, 800-993-3776, and we're going to get some calls because we got reaction to this. And I understand what you're saying, but I go at it this way. Are there 10 quarterbacks you would rather have than him in the league? There's definitely five. Are there 10?
No. Tell me this. Is it 10 that you will want that's available in the next couple of years? That's the real question, Alan Hine.
I understand.
Yeah, of course. I understand. It's about
your best ability is availability.
I want Patrick Mahomes. But guess what? Patrick Mahomes ain't running out of that tunnel.
Don't blame me for the system.
You got Andy Dalton running out of that tunnel. You got Jameis Winston coming out of that tunnel. And you can't suck enough
with that
Trevor
offensive
Lawrence.
Line and those weapons.
I don't know.
I mean, how?
Well, but listen. Who's available? You got Tyrod Taylor running out of that tunnel. Yeah, I'm better than all of them, so I want the real smoke. Because you can fantasize. Hell, I fantasize about Halle Berry. She wasn't in my bracket. I couldn't get Halle Berry. I can get Megan Good. I can't get Halle Berry. I had to be more realistic. And what I'm saying is the Dallas Cowboys got to be realistic. If not Dak Prescott, then who?
Good question. But I'll tell you what.
Let's ask the people.
I am not breaking the bank for a guy who is more closer to the median than he is to the best. The median than he is to the best in the league. I can't pay him top dollar.
Ravens win a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco? Did the Ravens win a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer? Did Tampa Bay win a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson?
Let me correct you. The Ravens won a Super Bowl with great defense.
Okay.
That's what they did.
Okay, well, what did the Eagles win with? Huh, Mr. Hine?
A backup quarterback.
What did the Eagles win with? Exactly.
The Philly special and a backup quarterback.
And guess who they paid? The dude that was hurt. And Dak Prescott's feelings are hurt. And he's saying
don't tell me your feelings are hurt. We don't talk that way when we're talking big money. Feelings when I'm writing checks for $30 and $40 million a year and guarantees over 100. We can't
different
talk feelings.
It's different.
$100 million is nothing to say you hurt my feelings. How dare you tell me that I hurt your feelings and I offered you $100 million guaranteed?
Not apples to apples. Right? Because you're comparing me with other positions. If you want to go to other positions, hell, Albert Haynesworth made a $100 million contract. That was 30 years ago.
Again, I have to now pay for someone else's mistake. I'm not running my business that way.
You can't go to break. You can't get break.
I'm not going to break. I want to get some calls.
Right now.
I want to get some calls. I'm trying to get the last word in on you.
You got to pay me for the fact that whoever's in your scouting department waited to the fourth round to take me when they knew
teams waited to the fourth round. 32. Three times you were passed.
Did Tom Terrific prove his point?
Yeah, and by the way, when did he ever say I want all the cheese on my taco? When did he ever say that? Bad example. Best time for you now to let's get some calls.
Okay,
best
get some damn calls.
No. Don't even bring Tom Brady up.
Only push the calls that agree with me. I don't want to hear anything that's on your side.
I have that control. Gino and Tom's River, start us off. Gino.
Yeah, one point. If Dak Prescott was so much better than Carson Wentz, he couldn't even win a stinky division in the NFC. Ooh. That's number one. Number two, Kirk Cousins is terrible. We're not debating that. Just like they said. But Carson Wentz, better. Goff brought his team to the Super Bowl.
Before I can't let you say a false statement. Just keep going.
The offense goes to Ezekiel Elliott, not that Prescott.
So
that
Prescott is one of the most overrated
quarterbacks in the league.
Who threw for 5,000 yards last year?
5,000 don't win Super Bowls. Who cares?
5,000 games.
Pay me for stats, not for winning. Listen,
The whole league is throwing for 4,000 or 5,000 yards.
Thank
that
you.
Well, who? No. Name the other ones.
It's not a worsening. It's overrated.
Don't give me everybody threw for 5,000 yards. Name them. All I know is maybe two.
The bottom line is, did he get the team to the division? Did he win the division? Did he get them to the playoff? No.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He's overrated. No, Philadelphia beat them last week of the season.
It slipped out of their hands, Bart.
He did his job. It's not his fault that their defense sucks, that they gave Lawrence $90 million. How much did you get return on that investment? How much? And Lawrence, Lawrence got a $90 million contract. And how much? What did he do?
But I offered you $100. Like he got 90. I offered you $100, and he said no. and actually was almost like he was offended. His brother's out there now saying, good thing we don't have to be here for long. Oh, okay.
It's like, yeah, it's like okay. Latrell Sprewell.
Is that what we're going
to
do?
You expect me to take care of my family with $100 million?
Please, that is not. That is like the point is that you want to start. You want your brother to start putting it out there now. What are you all of a sudden? This is Giannis Porzingis.
So
you're
going to
start saying how you're going to start putting it out there now. How we're not happy the way we're treated. Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I offend you with $100 million of guaranteed money?
Yeah, because you gave $100 million to Ezekiel Elliott, and he only got 4 years left in his damn career. How about that?
So let's get it while we can. Then let's get it while we can.
Because
that guy's a more valuable offensive player than you are. That's how we feel.
No, he's not. I'm gonna be around for a long time, buddy.
You think so? All right. Let's take Mike in Elmwood Park. Mike.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Bart, I almost always agree with you. Almost always. I think your knowledge base of the NFL is just higher than most people on the radio. But I think Dallas is thinking this from a different perspective. They saw Goff, Wentz, Cousins get all this money, and these teams make investments in them. And then these investments are kind of blowing up. And I think, like, you know, Dak put together this great season, number one offense and everything. I mean, the way they're betting is that that's the best he's going to be. And if that was the best he's going to be and they only got 8 wins and they didn't make the playoffs, I think they're worried about making that investment for 10, 15 years and being mediocre for 10, 15 years.
Being stuck
Tell me this, Mike. How much money did Eli Manning make in his career? How much money?
He made the most.
No, how much? $300 million. You think if I'm a quarterback, I give a damn about $100 million? When Eli made $300?
He made $300. How many years did it take him to make $300?
Right. How many years is it going to take Dak to make $100? Because guess what? He been making a minimum. He probably made $2 million last year. Dak Prescott career.
Had the opportunity to get $100, and all of it guaranteed no matter how bad he sucked, no matter how mediocre he was. He had a chance for that.
He said no.
He's betting on himself. But here's the bottom line. He's betting on himself.
I'm going to pro football ref.
Go ahead. You do that. God bless him. He's betting on himself. Good for you. You should have that confidence. But I'll tell you what. You better have. Not a good season.
A dude just got $1 billion. I can't get more cheese on my taco. This dude just got $500 million. Get a $250 million?
No, you can't. No.
You're not him. I understand he's better than me.
He also got half a billion dollars because he got me a trophy I haven't had in 30 years. What about the Cowboys?
He got $500 million. I can't get a fifth of that? You telling me I'm not a fifth of Mahomes? I'm not a fifth? So if I'm not a fifth, let me go somewhere else and prove that I'm a fifth.
I gave you a fifth.
Well, I think I'm a fourth. You think I'm a fifth, I think I'm a fourth.
Well, bet on yourself. Let's
see
how it goes.
Joe Flacco did.
All right,
Joe Flacco did and made him the highest paid quarterback in the league.
We've got a lot of calls. I did gang up on you purposely on the first two, but let me grab this one. Mike in Far Hills. Mike.
Hey, Bart, Han, I want to defend Dak. Ever since Dak came into the league, he's been the third most winning quarterback. He's won 2 division titles, and his stats are there. I don't get what more you want out of a quarterback because you need a whole team to win, right?
I'm sorry. Before you finish, every time you finish and you put a period on your sentence, say Han. Don't say Bart. Say Han.
Okay.
Han. Right, that energy towards him.
At Han.
Thank you.
He's so upset. But I still think you have to understand that in a salary cap world, you're going to be this demanding without anything on the shelf. You've got nothing on the shelf. Nothing. And you're going to walk in with nothing on your shelf and demand that I give you a contract that's going to now compromise my ability.
I just got some more ammo.
Make sure you're great. Bart's got ammo. We've got calls. This is a topic that we're going to fight about. I love the fact that everybody agrees with me on this one. You're the NFL guy, and I'm dominating you.
I did not know that many people can be wrong. But, you know, that just lets you know the power of Han and his clan, the people that's rolling with you just because it's you. But if I would tell them that Dak Prescott had been in the league
for four years. Yes.
4 years in which he's contributed, that he's made a difference. that he's been a Pro Bowler, that he's led the team, he's led the league in offense, number one offense, and I think they will be astounded.
You know,
discouraged.
You do have, though. I love reading meme tweets, by the way. So I'm going to read this one. At Angel and Mazins, how can Alan Hahn know so little about football, numbers, and economics? I can't stand the Dallas Cowboys, but bottom line is Dak is already guaranteed about $70 million between this year and next. Why in the world would he lock in 4 or 5 years at $100 million? Dallas made their bed. Now they have to lay in it. They should have locked him up a couple of years ago. He's a Giants fan, and he feels like throwing up talking about this, but he said Dak deserves the money. No way a running back is more important than a quarterback. You sound like the guy is one of those backups the Jets throughout last year. Dak's Pro Bowl player. Sometimes I think you're purposely sounding dense. Go, Bart Scott.
Let me tell you something.
Tell your neighbor to stop tweeting at me, okay?
Hey, BJ.
Angel
and Alan says stop. Alan says stop. Stop helping your dad out. That guy is right on point, man. Because if I would tell you that in 4 years of being in the NFL, Dak Prescott has paid his dues, put in the work. If I told you that all he has made in four years.
Play the music. Play the music.
He's only made
sad music.
$4 million.
So sad. Poor Dak. I don't even know
He's only made $4 million. He's made $1 million a year. Let me explain.
He's going to have tweet just said $70 million in the last 2 years because of the
Let me explain to everybody what that really is.
Okay.
He's made $4,028,392. So, after taxes, Dak Prescott has roughly made $2.4 million. And that's not even counting the 3% that he gave his agent. Do you think that's fair? When I know that Fitztragic has made about $90 million in his career, Fitztragic.
He's also 50 years old. He's been around forever.
Fitztragic.
I don't understand why I always, as an owner, have to pay for other people's mistakes or somebody that's been in the league. You mentioned Eli. Eli was in the league for 100 years. Like, how is that? It has nothing to do with this situation.
He's made $300 million. All I'm saying is, if you love me, Jerry, if you really love me, the same way you love Tony Romo, who came in and you paid over and over and over again. If you really love me, man. Make sure that I can take care of my family. And $100 million ain't gonna get it done.
Is this like Keith Sweat? There you go, telling me no again.
Exactly. This is exactly what it is. Jerry, God. I know that you love me so.
That's right.
But you gotta pay. But you gotta pay me. And give me some cheese. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I just...
Dude's only made $4 million, man.
I get the argument, but once again, you are a fourth-round pick for a reason.
So if I'm a fourth-round pick...
That's the system. Nothing on your shelf. You're coming to me, I got to make up for... Like,
Alan,
if that comes in and he'd already won like a Super Bowl or he's got to one, maybe I'm like, all right, well, you know what? You got to send an NFC championship.
Alan, what do you expect from your fourth-round draft pick? To hold the clipboard and be on time. And I gave you more than
that. I don't want to develop him.
And you develop him. You don't expect him to start in year one, year two, year three.
You didn't have a choice. You had to.
And did I make you go out and say, man, I need to go spend a first-round draft pick on a quarterback because this guy was brought in to be a good backup? Mm-hmm. No. You said, man, I think we're good at quarterback, so we can spend first-round draft picks on other pieces. So you got to pay for that, man. You're talking about the system. He is taking advantage of the system. Dallas took advantage of the system that they didn't have to pay him because they didn't pay him early. They didn't say, hey, we think you're better than that, so we're going to pay you early. So then we don't have to pay you top of the market. Listen, we just saw this with Severino last year. We just saw Severino.
They got him on a good deal.
Right. And why did they get him on a good deal, Alan? Why did they get him on a good deal?
Because he knew he had issues. He took the money.
But they didn't know. Same thing with Aaron Hicks. The Yankees paid him early. What did the Cowboys do? They decided to pay their running back early. So if you don't want to make me wait, and the closer I get to being free, where it's an open market, where that's when I get all bidders, you're not the only bidder, then now you have to pay the luxury tax, bro. So you put yourself in this situation. Because you could have paid me last year and told Ezekiel Elliott, you can go to Cabo all you want, bro. You can smoke all the weed in Cabo you want. You can have all the fun you want. You can fly all the work from the West Coast out here that you want in honor of our boy Dinwiddie. But we're not going to pay you early. We're sitting here talking about the Jets not paying Jamal early. And you, we're saying that's the right thing.
That's another situation.
But they succumb.
When do we get to a point in sports where guys who haven't done anything yet are not now suddenly demanding money?
Who hasn't done anything yet? He took you to the playoffs.
You mentioned Jamal. You brought up Jamal, and that's a sore spot. Let me get to that. We'll get to calls again, 800-919-3776. But let me get to what I was talking about here. So the Jet player that most of you haven't heard of that I think suddenly becomes – like ridiculously important. Like he just suddenly becomes like a very interesting player to keep an eye on when they open training camp and you watch and see what this guy is Ashton Davis.
Ah.
Now, why do I say that, Bart?
Well, Ashton Davis was bought in initially to replace Marcus May because Marcus May is on his fourth year.
How did they get him?
They got him in the draft.
Third round.
With, from Cal.
With whose pick?
With the Leonard Williams pick.
Yes, the Giants pick. Now, Leonard Williams was traded to the Giants. If he wants money, he's crazy.
Now, the money he's asking for, he lost his damn mind.
Okay,
that's different.
Here's the point.
Okay.
The Giants gave me a third-round pick for a guy that I probably wasn't going to sign.
Right.
And now they're not going to sign him. They got him on a franchise, and we'll see what happens, but you know, that could end quickly. So now I basically got a third-round pick from the Giants for, nothing, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't really planning on having that guy around. Not a bad guy. I love the guy. He's a great personality.
High character guy.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. But just not – I'm not going to need – again, we're talking business here, not personal. And so I've got now this safety who is got a lot of physical talent. I know you did your homework on him. Ton of physical talent. A lot of potential what Greg Williams can do with him, right? Mm-hmm. So not only does now his ability to become a player that is an impact player on my defense, not only is that important because he's a third-round pick that I got from the Giants for a player that I wasn't going to sign anyway, but does he now also give me the option that if Jamal just becomes that much of a pain in the ass, now I've got the ability to say, I can now trade you because I already have your replacement. Your thoughts?
No, absolutely. So really what I said before, when they drafted him, he was initially brought in to replace Marcus May.
Marcus May, right.
Because they know that Marcus May was going to be gone because you only have his rights for 4 years because he's a second-round draft pick. So that he was brought in to kind of be mentored by Marcus May to be the replacement. But now what's happened with Jamal, now you can say, okay, because Marcus May has not lived up, I won't say lived up to what we expect him to be. He hasn't been healthy and consistent enough to really reach his potential, what we believe that he is. So if you're the Jets, you're saying, well, it's fine because now we still have two young safeties. Marcus May might not be as good as Jamal. And watch for this to happen. All the friendly blitzes and the things that Jamal used, if he stays on his roster, to be highlighted, watch them start giving Marcus May more opportunities to prove that he can be effective with doing some of the same things, but like hanging by the line of scrimmage and blitzing that Jamal is, to make sure that you keep Jamal's numbers down as well, to make sure that he doesn't have an opportunity to say, hey, I got nine sacks. Because if you split those blitzes up and give Marcus May opportunities to do that, then he can't use those stats that were given to him because he gets more opportunities than anybody else to be the extra guy that he gets more opportunities to use those stats as leverage. They're going to say, hey, anybody can get these stats if they get more opportunities. Jamal, we gave you the opportunities because we like you and we know that you can make the play.
800-919-3776. Let's get some more calls here. Let's go. Mike in California first. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's up, boys?
How are we doing?
What up, Money Mike?
Pretty good. Just want to chime in on this Dak Prescott conversation. I'm a Giants fan, full disclosure. Han, what you've been saying this morning, my brother, you're bugging. You keep bringing up that point of, oh, I got to be forced to pay for this guy's mistakes of signing this other quarterback. You don't have to pay for a damn thing. Let him go. Let him walk.
Okay. And all that money so he makes an endorsement.
Hold up, Han. Let me finish, bro. I would be so happy as a Giants fan if Dak Prescott left my division. Please go away.
You're that worried about him?
Dallas. I'm tired of going down to Dallas every damn year and losing to this man who consistently makes big throws against us. Let him go. You can go, bro. Then go to the draft and try your luck and be at the bottom of the division again.
I don't think they have to go to the draft.
You played yourself by not signing him 2 years ago.
Yep.
Now you're over the barrel. Dak got all the coverage. He has all the press. He got the numbers. I just saw a stat. He's number two in wins behind Tom Brady since 2016. He has a lifetime quarterback average of QBR of 99. Are you
preach.
Let him go.
How much winning did he did compared to Tom Brady in the same time?
I'm not worried about the winning.
Well, that's the stat that matters to me.
Division.
I'll pay you for wins. I'm not going to pay you for 5,000 yards.
He has the highest winning percentage.
I'm not. You know what?
They played themselves.
I got you. No, Mike.
That man 2 years ago. Bye.
No, I got your point. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'll say this too, and I agree with this because we got this from a guy on Twitter, New York Sports Fam, and I agree with this part as well. You exclude the endorsements he's getting because playing in Dallas on that kind of a team, America's team, that can help you too. But I'll tell you what, good luck if you want to go sign somewhere else, and now you're just Dak Prescott playing somewhere else instead of playing for the Dallas Cowboys. All right, that's a lot less cheese on a taco when you just Dak Prescott playing. Get me another team. Give me a team.
Saints. Dak Prescott on the Saints.
Yeah, really?
Dak Prescott.
Replacing Drew Brees. That much excitement? You think so?
With Sean Payton? Do you see what the backup that comes in that can't throw the ball like hand grenades? This dude making $8 million. Just imagine this, right? This year. What's his name? I forget his name. The backup quarterback, the number seven for the Saints. He's making more.
Taysom Hill
this year, when you add his career earnings, will make more money than Dak Prescott in his first 4 years. How does that marinate? Dak Prescott in 2018
blame your union.
Made $630,000. That's what he made. The year before that, he made $941,000. This is your starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, his best year, he threw for 5,000 yards. He made $2 million. It's dudes that's backups to the backup to the backup that's making that. He's making less than Jameis Winston is this year to be the backup. And he's the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And the Dallas Cowboys exploited him. They took advantage of his niceness. Take advantage of his kindness.
Really?
Took it for weakness. They say he's meek. He's weak. We can get over on him. He's just so happy to wear the star.
You know what
he ain't gonna ask for nothing.
You know what you're proving to me? You're proving to me that you could do the same act I do. You could do the same thing I was just doing in that first segment. That's you just proved to me. Oh, you want to be demonstrative? I can do it too.
I'm just
he was
telling
nice.
You.
They took advantage of him for
they
being
took advantage
nice.
Of him. Nice. He was
oh
happy.
Oh my god.
Just, we you ever late, heard that term? Happy to be here.
We are late, but I got to take at least this call. Anthony in Morristown, because of something you said. Go ahead, Anthony, real quick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Bart, I just think it's ridiculous that you compared Aaron Judge to Dak Prescott. He's not even
How
a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And you're
he's not top 10?
To
he's not probably, top 10?
No, he's not top
no.
10. He's not top 10.
Name me
I've
10
seen
that's
10 better.
Better
right now.
Go. You, we got time. Go.
Go.
All right, so we got Mahomes, right?
Mahomes.
Lamar, easily, Russ. Tom
yep.
Brady, Drew Brees.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll take Matt Ryan, too.
Did you say Russell Wilson yet?
Matt Ryan, old as hell.
Did you say Russell Wilson
he's
yet?
He's 35. He's still in the prime of his career. Had a slight down year, but he's still great. Deshaun
Breezy.
Watson.
Oh, yeah, Deshaun. Yep, see?
Probably Carson Wentz over him.
Oh, there you go. There's your 10. Yeah.
So he did last year at the end of the year with, you know, no talent around him, I'll take him over Dak.
So Dak's like 11 or 12. In your opinion. But who threw for more yards last year?
You keep giving me yards. I want wins.
I'm giving you he got the highest winning percentage. He's the fourth winner. The other caller just said that what his stats were before the last since 2016. He got more wins than anybody other than Tom Brady.
Mm. How was he in the NFC Championship game?
Oh, he was always solid.
Oh,
he came
in the NFC
Championship
game?
In the second half? Second half? Second half. I'm talking about second half. They played two halves. He can't affect that team suck. I mean, instead of
team sucks.
Listen. They giving Tyron Smith. They paying Tyron Smith $100 million. They guaranteed him over $100 million. He the left tackle.
I think they turned us off. I don't think anybody's listening to us. I think there's a commercial playing right now.
Okay, all right. Let's go.
I believe there's actually.
I'm a man. Right now. I'm 40.
I don't think we're even. Nobody can hear anything we're saying right now. All right, we've got to get to a very busy Blitz or Prevent.
This is Blitz or Prevent.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So the Mets are among teams, according to a club source, and this is stories we're seeing now in the New York Post and ESPN, planning to employ crowd noise, can noise, at their fan-empty stadium when the regular season begins. So they're actually going to have cutouts of fans in the stands that season ticket holders and others can pay a fee to have their own face and likeness in these stands, right? So yesterday during their inter-squad scrimmage at Citi Field, they had crowd noise and music play between at-bats and tried to make it feel a little bit normal. The Yankees are also going to test that system, and they could do it on Friday in their final inter-squad game. They could also do it sometime next week when they play the Mets and the Phillies in exhibition games just to see how it feels.
Yeah.
The Yankee players, they like this. They think it's a good thing to do. You have walk-up music and all that stuff. So Blitz or Prevent, Bart. Can crowd noise is weird, is odd when there's people in the building, but when it's empty, this is probably the right thing to do because the broadcast won't seem as strange. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think that you're going to probably save guys like Michael Kay from getting beat up. Because, I mean, if I hear see ya and all that type of stuff, and I'm going to have to see you after the game because you put a little extra emphasis on that home run thing, what you're trying to say. My family can hear you saying that I suck. You know, so I got to say, and we've seen this kind of the awkwardness a little bit during some of the UFC when you can hear, like, the corner man just talking and talking and talking. I think it's perfect because it allows, you know, one, for the communication between teams to stay kind of between them because it's going to get drowned out with the white noise so the other dugout can't hear it. And it just makes the listener and the
better wrap it up.
Like, as a player for you, though, as a player on the field, would it at least feel somewhat normal? I mean, the MLS, we're seeing the MLS do it, and it's when you're watching, it's fine. But how about as a player?
Let me tell you, it doesn't bother me at all because the coach used to do all the time anyway. They got in trouble for that. They used to pipe in sound in the RCA Dome. It wasn't
so
that
so you're
loud.
Used to it? Oh, yeah.
Used to it. They got caught doing it.
That's right, because they wanted to make it noisy. Okay,
right.
Next up. Mike Tyson is teaming up with the Discovery Channel for Shark Week, which everybody's excited about.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have a show called Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef. So Mike Tyson is going to train with a shark, apparently, and Michael Buffer is actually going to be involved in this as well.
Of course,
the line is someone's going to get bit, which, you know, obviously comes with Tyson.
Yeah.
So, but Tyson said that he did it to overcome some fears that he still has in life. And he said, I equate this with my overcoming my fear of getting back in the ring at 54 years old. So Blitz or Prevent, does the shark even have a chance?
I got to blitz this. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching Mike because I follow him on social media. He's been flipping
those cages.
Shark cages.
On the beach, yep.
I had no idea what he was doing. I was like, what kind of training?
Now we know.
Why just flip a tire? He was training for Shark Week. Now, the thing is, what Mike's got to have to realize, he's not going to have the same force to hit the shark on the snout. Because the water is going to drag him down. So if he think he's going to throw a nice hook, that's going to discourage him that way. I wonder if they do that, but then they'll have Peter on their ass if he punches a shark. They set him up to punch a shark in the nose. You know what I'm saying? But Mike Tyson has more in common with the shark than anything. I bet Evander would probably much rather be bit by the shark than bit by Mike when he took the chunk out of his ear.
You better wrap it up.
Mike's been preparing to be a shark, a man shark, his entire life. Kind of like that that commercial with the Manzar, the half the motorcycle.
The motorcycle? Yeah.
Moto? Mike is half. Yeah, Moto. All right.
Motor. Yes.
Yeah,
all right. Motor. Last but not least. So hear this. Zion Williamson has left the NBA bubble. He has an urgent family medical matter that he needs to be with them. He does intend to come back on a later date. So quarantine will be for 4 days upon return if he has a negative test. Each day he's outside the bubble if he's gone for 7 days or less. But if he's gone for longer than a week, that quarantine goes longer, obviously. And then he has to take 10 days or more. So, look, first and foremost, we hope this emergency with his family, that we hope everything is okay and we wish the best. But from an NBA standpoint, Blitzer Prevent, they opened the restart for 22 games just so they can get Zion in on this thing. If he's not there in the beginning and the Pelicans are out, shouldn't they have just stuck to the 16 then?
I think they may call an audible in the middle of this whole thing if he's out long enough. And listen, anytime a player leaves and leaves something that this is important to him, you know, family comes first. So I do wish and pray that everything works out with his family, because it takes a lot for him to leave after what he sacrificed and walking away from his teammates. But with that being said, if Zion's not in the tournament, then they need to just go to 16. I don't even want to see them play. And I bet you Ja Morant like feels like, yo, y'all don't show me no love here. I'm only the best rookie in the league right now. I've
done it
on a consistent basis.
Right.
And you guys keep trying to force feed, you know,
feed
Zion to everybody. Listen, you remember Above the Rim?
Yeah.
He's like, what position you play? You play point guard. Man, coach, I'm all the point guard you need. Man, get to the back of the bus. That's what Ja's saying to Zion. I'm all the star that the playoffs need, man. On the show. We don't need no Zion, baby booger.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays from 1 to 3 on 98.7 ESPN.